Nashua's Board of Education is moving forward with a nearly $2 million upgrade to the security system in its 17 schools. It's almost the same plan the board proposed 3 years ago, but then delayed because of budget restraints. But the assault at Sandy Hook Elementary School is prompting the district to ramp up the pace on two items in the system. First, the district will install digital cameras and electronic locks at the main entrances to buzz visitors in. Second, it will place locks on the outside and inside of doors so teachers and staff can prevent intruders from coming into the classrooms.
It may prevent a tragedy, but not necessarily.
Superintendent Mark Conrad says Sandy Hook Elementary School had a similar security system to the one Nashua is implementing.
I think what saved lives in that instance was the quick reaction of both the school staff and the police department. And so we have emergency response plans for how we would respond when that kind of incident may occur. And I think it's that human element of knowing how to respond and having plans in place that in the end can do the most good in keeping us safe without simply relying on the physical security systems.
Conrad says in the last few weeks since the shooting, the Nashua Police Department has stepped up its presence in the schools.
They've really dedicated some of their patrol officers who are out on the street into making sure they're out in our schools every day, which obviously has an impact on manpower for them, but they've been able to make that commitment.
Despite the tragedy in Newtown, Conrad is careful not to overreact.
Tens of millions of students go to school every day, and they return home every day safe and sound. They're probably safer in school statistically than when they're driving to school with their parents.
Nashua's Board of Education expects to begin installing the control systems at the main entrances in the next few weeks, and classroom door locks by the summer. For NHPR News in Nashua, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.